Speaking of art prize, my next guest is very sustainable. Goodness gracious, year number 10 for art prize, year number 10 for Pamela Alderman with Broken Wings. I'm so glad you're here, Pamela.
Hey, Shelley.
You know, you booked this interview like 4 months ago.
Hey, I am ready. I am art prize ready.
That's a compliment to you because I know the passion you have for your art and for this community and certainly for art prize. So let's give me a Pamela Alderman 101.
So art prize has been a fantastic journey. As you said, it's my 10th year. That first year, I entered a little tiny painting, and I was nervous. I even brought my mom to the curator interview because I had to have my mom with me. And then moved into the Amway Hotel the next year with the Go Red for Women, my piece. Yeah, and
yes.
That's when we met and we did that first interview.
Yes, we did.
And then I exhibited in the Amway Hotel 6 years, the Ford Museum 2 years, 6 year finalist, top 10. That was a real privilege with Hometown Hero.
Yes, top 10 is a big deal. But just being part of Art Prize, in my opinion, is as well. Broken Wings, where do we find you this year?
So this year I'm at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, right out front, right off Pearl, next to the river.
Why this venue for you?
You know, it's a new venue for me, but I was really excited. They were willing to take on the risk of a venue with as an exhibit with bullying and school shooting and my theme of kindness. So I'm really excited to be at a new venue this year.
All right, let's dig into that theme and dig into your art. First of all, where will we see you at the museum?
So I'm front and center. Right.
Oh my! Are you inside?
No.
Oh, you're outside.
Outside, like 15 feet off the edge of Pearl. You'll see the big green cube structures with the huge butterfly images hanging within these cube structures.
Is it okay that the butterflies getting rained on?
You know, butterflies have to handle a little rain, right? They have to learn to be resilient. I mean, they go all the way from Canada to Mexico, and so they have a journey, a dangerous flight. So. We're on that dangerous flight here at our price.
Would you talk to me about bullying, school shooting, and starting a butterfly effect, Pamela?
Yeah, so, you know, as a grandmother, a mother, it's just overwhelming when we see in the news again and again these school shootings. You know, first of all, starting with Columbine, our nation was shocked, and the horrific event that followed that. And then, you know, you had the Amish children, then you had the Sandy Hook with 6 and 7 year olds. And then now we see the Parkland and the Santa Fe, and every time after these shootings, we see these Facebook profiles of the children, of the young people that have been, their lives have been cut short. And it's just, I always experience a lot of grief when I see these young people and these lives cut so short at so suddenly. And yet, sometimes that brokenness is on both sides. With the shooter, often has such a sad tale, and with perhaps the family situation there or mental illness. And so this exhibit is about speaking to everyone with a message of kindness, everyone with the message of hope and healing. Kindness may not stop every single bullet, but kindness makes a huge difference, and kindness is a powerful force in our world.
So the Broken Wings theme, what is the medium of your art?
Okay, so I have the paintings. I often have the artwork and then the interaction. So the interaction where we invite the public into the exhibit to interact with the exhibit, and this year they can connect a band representing the butterflies and the butterfly effect, where one positive action can impact another positive action. And year after year, the Art Prize visitors love to interact at my exhibit because they love to be a part of the work and a part of Art Prize.
So how are you encouraging interaction?
So this year it's to connect one of these colorful bands onto the work. And that, as you connect the band, it's making a commitment to act with an act of kindness. Maybe at school you're smiling at a new person. Maybe you're inviting a new kid to lunch to sit with you, someone who has no one to sit with. And these acts of kindness can be very powerful and encourage others.
Yes. And this is a, is it, do we define it as a painting, as a sculpture?
There's paintings hanging within these green, huge green cube structures. They're 6-foot paintings. So the visitors can circle around these structures, and then there's interactive panels as well on each structure where they can connect the band.
Great. Takeaway message then, Pamela Alderman?
I love to say that our healing art involves you, the audience, because you matter. So each person that comes into the exhibit matters, and each person that comes into the exhibit, we want to reach with a message of kindness, and then hopefully they'll turn around to this butterfly effect and reach their family, their neighborhood, and our nation.
Awesome. All right, finding you on the grounds of Grand Rapids Public Museum. How do we find out more about Broken Wings and Pamela Alderman?
So go to PamelaAlderman.com, and it's all there.
Yes, thank you so much. Art Prize number 10, the 10th year for you, and probably the 10th year we've had an interview. So I'm going to give you a prize for that.
Oh, yay. Pamela, thanks, Shelley.
Thank you very much.